The brand new Willow Doncaster boutique apartments are selling fast. With public transport on your doorstep and only a short walk to schools in Westfield Doncaster, visit willowdoncaster.com.au to start living in luxury.
Husey is here. It is, I suppose,
jingle?
An early edition of
Husey Tuesday.
Morning, Husey!
It's great to be here, guys. And can I tell you, listening to Tradioke karaoke, there's a reason why that won an ACRA. You know, what you do with that and what the tradies do is incredible. So
Thank you. People
should get up early just so they can listen to that segment.
Yeah, it's great, the tradies. He's got some good voices. There's some bad
amazing
ones, but
I tell you what, but seriously, Husey, I know he's giving us accolades for what we do, but what about this? He's got the new children's book out, Fev. Excuse Me, Santa is available now. Dave Hughes and, of course, Holly as well. He's a published author.
Yeah, welcome to the club. Good time to bring it out. Coming Christmas, obviously, Santa. Themed.
Absolutely. If we brought out at Easter, that would be you know, we wouldn't be great marketers.
Excuse me, Easter Bunny.
Yeah, but that can be the next one in the series, Feb. But let's just focus on this one, which is Excuse Me, Santa, which is it's the second in a series. It's illustrated by an award-winning illustrator, Philip Bunting. All right, so he's won awards for other books, not books he's done for me, but and it's about a flatulent sheep called Martha May, who has great manners. So she holds it in, a little bit like Fief, I reckon, you know? She's a holder in her, isn't she?
Well, she doesn't like us even talking about that stuff on air. Like, if she heard this sound effect, she'd be very disappointed.
And why? I mean, that is fun in any language. It's a universal language, isn't it? Farting.
It is.
Anyone. You can just, you don't even need to have sound to be able to appreciate it.
I think it's more of a bloke thing, Husey, because every time, obviously being a sportsman, we sit in a meeting and it'd be going on too long, and if someone ripped one, everyone laughs.
Of course they do.
Funny.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But my
That's
wife
the fart game.
My wife has become so comfortable around me, she's letting them rip, you know?
Oh, I don't know about that.
And absolutely. Holly he's a co-writer with you.
She basically wrote the book.
Yeah, about
let's
to say,
be
how much did you do?
No, I joked it up, but she's the brains behind the Excuse Me Santa. So yeah, it's available in Christmas shops or any shops, I believe.
Christmas shops.
Get it in your local Christmas shop. You probably need to look at the distribution strategy for that.
It's hard writing a kid's book, Brian.
Yeah,
it's
no, tough. You've written a few yourself.
Exactly.
7:13, it's Husey hanging out with us, Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Unless you've written three books, I think three is the author.
Right.
That's when you really make
right.
the club.
We get it.
101.9 The Fox.
Get well, Fief. Husey's come in early for
Husey Tuesday.
Yes, he'll be driving you home the Savo, Husey and Kate, from 4:30, and of course at all good Christmas shops. He's got the book Excuse Me, Santa.
Yeah, it's available online as well.
Not
just Christmas shops, which may not exist. So.
Sometimes I have to help Byron Husey do some radio terminologies because he sometimes gets lost a little bit, but I quite enjoy doing that.
Thanks.
And something else I enjoyed yesterday, Husey, was my daughter, Lenny, is graduating from grade 6, which is it's an amazing feat.
I mean, did you do it? You graduated from grade 6, didn't you?
Yeah, mate. When I was 15, it was my fourth year in grade 6 and I finally graduated. It was amazing. It was the longest 4 years of my life. But she came up to me because she went to a different school in prep, so she transferred in grade 1, so she didn't start then. So she needs photos of when she was in prep because all the other kids at her school have obviously got their prep photos to show at their graduation.
Yep.
Anyway, she said, "Dad, I need some pictures." And I'm like, "Oh God, that was like 2012 she started prep." So I thought I'll go through a bit of Facebook, couldn't find anything. So I went to Instagram and I rolled all the way back to my first couple of Insta posts because I started Instagram in 2012 and I thought, geez, what was my first ever Instagram post? And I went back and it was just Mia sitting on the couch looking at me laughing. Very black. There was no. It was the lighting was horrific.
Badly taken.
I got 22 likes.
22.
Yeah.
It's a slow start, isn't it?
It's a real slow start. And I thought, I wonder what everyone's first Instagram post was because you're fresh, you're new.
You don't know how to do it.
And I went back and had a look at yours. Do you remember what yours was?
Well, look, it's now. I because I knew this was coming up. I've seen it myself now. It's me on the project, you know, back in, what, would that have been 2012? When did Instagram start? Was it then?
Or? Yeah, 2012.
That was pre-Logies when they all won gold.
Yeah, I know. The one goal was just after I left. So, but yeah, mate, with Carrie Bickmore in the background, it's a selfie, and it's, you know, it's, I've got, my hair isn't grey. I mean, I didn't always have grey hair, apparently. And Dr. Rochford's there as well, the hot doctor. So,
oh, yeah.
And
Portland.
Carrie's really laughing at one of his jokes, you know, I think. So,
so you went for the celebrity status, trying to get likes.
And I got 342 likes.
Oh, that's actually a solid effort for early on, for 2012.
Yeah, 8th of May. What's the first one I'd ever put up? So, yeah.
Byron put a picture up of him and got no likes.
No, well, I got. I actually, this is even more sad. I didn't quite understand what it was. Mine was 9th of June, 2012. And I've got our good friend of our show, Megan Gale, involved in it.
Oh, you got a cowboy hat on.
Yeah.
You look horrific.
I'm wearing a cowboy hat because I thought Instagram had to be all arty. I didn't get it. And there was that filter where it looks like it's an old, some sort of, there's that weird filter that you do with all the numbers at the top of it. I got 8 likes for a picture with Megan Gale.
Did you write anything?
No, there's no caption.
Yeah, I didn't caption it either.
A photo of Megan Gale, which is like taken by someone, you know, the author of the Instagram page to get 8 likes, is probably the minimum likes she's ever had.
1019, The Fox.
Someone at the door, Husey.
There is someone at the door. Now, yeah. Bubbles, well, I'm in the home studio, helper, guys, so who's at the door? Must be a parcel. My wife loves internet shopping, so. Okay. But shut up, Bubbles. Oh, Bubbles, little Bubbles just... carries on like he's a guard dog.
Bubbles, you might like this story. I'm not sure how much you're into this, but Coles have done it again. Earlier this year, they brought out the Coles Minis. And, geez, it was a great revenue product for them. They
went through the roof.
Went through the roof. Share market went straight up.
And I've got Coles shares, so I'm very happy they brought them back.
Oh, geez, you'd be stoked because they're bringing out a Christmas-themed collection.
There we go.
Which will include mince pies, a pavlova slab, bonbons, gingerbread biscuits, and limited edition gingerbread ice creams. People go nuts for these, Husey. I didn't quite get into it. I don't get it because I don't know. I think they were made for jockeys. I'm not sure why you'd want mini food items anywhere.
Yeah, but it's like, well, can you remember the phenomenon of shrinking a Twisties packet? We used to do it in the microwave.
Put them in the oven,
didn't
you?
Yeah. In the oven, and you'd shrink the Twisties packet into a mini, and it would. It wasn't just a normal Twisties packet. Can you remember doing that?
No, I just thought that they made them for Matt Damon's new film that came out when he shrunk himself.
Right.
Into a little,
yeah, right. Yeah, downsizing.
Downsizing, yeah, that's it. But yeah. They're out, mate. So every $30 you spend, you get one of these little Christmas mini collectibles. And my kids didn't get into it, but I know a lot of adults have got into it. One of our one of our great digital guys that works on the Carrie and Tommy show, Christian Hull, loves them. He was obsessed with them. Fifi was obsessed. We had to ring up. We had listeners ringing in and giving her what
she was swapping.
2 minute noodles.
She did some live swapping on air.
Some live swapping right into it. So 13 10 60, Melbourne. Are you an adult that likes Coles Minis? Are you into this?
And we're not going to judge you, are we?
No, we're not going to judge.
No, of course
not. Judge.
I mean, we're not going to say you need to find a life. We're not going to say that. No,
I wouldn't have thought so.
Because our digital girl, not gay, Charlotte, her friends actually have done something else with the Coles Minis, the previous ones. What have they done, Charlotte?
Are they adult friends?
They've turned them into magnets for the fridge.
And they're your adult friends?
Yes, they are. They're all 26 years of age.
What's wrong?
Okay, we need to have a chat.
Can I just say, we've got a new house with a newfangled fridge, which is sort of built into the cabinetry.
Cha-ching.
You know, so it doesn't look. No, it's not that. But it looks like there's no fridge. Like you're hiding your fridge.
Yeah,
but the worst thing is, there's nowhere to put magnets. And a fridge magnet, I think, is an essential part of any house.
It's a real first world problem you have there in your huge mansion.
In your huge mansion. What was your fridge? What was the product again? Was it?
No, it was the cabinet. It's built into. It's like you're hiding your fridge, like you're like pretending you don't have a fridge.
Which house is that in? The one you live
the
in?
The one I live in, mate.
131060. If you're an adult that actually collects these Coles things without kids involved, we want to hear from you. 13.
How many houses do you have?
Well, only a couple and a block of flats. But,
1019, The Fox.
Minifigures.
Yeah, they've brought them back out, and it's music to Husey's ears because he has shares in Coles. So
yeah, great company.
Great company. Yeah. Brought out the Christmas limited edition Coles Minis, which is very exciting because everyone in Melbourne got around it. They love it, and we threw it out to Melbourne. Are you an adult that likes Coles Minis? And we have Paola from Greensboro. Good morning.
Good morning.
You love them?
I am obsessed with them. I have joined Facebook pages to meet up with random strangers car parks.
My God.
To do swaps.
Yeah.
I
can I just first say there's a lot of Facebook pages for meeting up in car parks for different reasons.
Sure. Don't join those.
Yeah. No, it's just for the minis. I even ask people at the checkout if they're not taking them. I stalk them and ask them if I can have them.
Now, do you go to Coles literally buy something that you don't need to get the minis?
I find things I need to buy just to get the mini.
Wow.
But it's not just me, it's my husband too. He loves them as well.
Wow.
Something that the couples can do together, you know?
Yeah, on a Saturday night, yeah.
Well, good luck with your Christmas minis, Paola. I hope you get
them all.
Thank
you.
This is with kids not involved. We must stress this. I mean, you think of this.
This is adults.
These are just adults that don't even have children, Fev.
Kathy, Tullamarine.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Well, very well. Going well. Got a new baby. It's nearly Christmas.
I know.
So exciting.
He's got his own mini.
Yeah, I got my own little Coles.
You're addicted
mini.
To minis, aren't you?
You've got four minis now.
You love the Coles minis, Kath?
Oh, definitely. I'm obsessed by them. I'm obsessed. I've got every member of the family on standby. They're not allowed to shop anywhere else but Coles.
Jeez. QZ, how does that feel being a shareholder?
It's great. It's a wonderful thing. Where do you display your minis? Are your minis, where are they in the house?
They're in their case. So they're in what my daughter calls my crystal cabinet. So
wow.
This is unbelievable. Right. What is going on?
There's a family heirloom. Are you going to hope to pass them on? Are you going to put them in the will?
Thank you, Kathy. We'll take one more. I mean, we could go all morning with this.
Good morning, Emily.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Very well. Now, you've set up a Facebook page, have you?
Yeah, that was me. So maybe the lady from Greensboro actually joined my page. I did it for the suburb in my area. About 1,000 plus people joined over the course of the collection being out. And, heaps of meets went on and early morning drives and late night meet-ups.
Jeez,
and, yeah,
late night meet-ups.
That's a cult.
Was there one item that was harder to get? Did they make one, you know, so to keep people coming back, was there?
Yeah,
or were
there
they
was
all...
definitely like some rare ones. The oat milk was really hard to find, and they actually had a bit of a stuff up with the print, so some of them didn't have like a certain number on them, so people wanted to come with the number.
Emily, question.
It's really chaotic. Yeah.
I've never collected any of these. I do shop at Coles, but I just didn't collect them. When you go to the checkout, why don't you just ask for that one?
Because they're in plain packaging, so you don't know what you're going to get.
It's like a lucky dip.
Girls or boys that have actually felt around for me and said, I think this feels like the orange or this feels like the orange.
I know the shapes, Susie.
Oh, that's great, though. And you can't do that self-serve, can you? That's why we need these people. We need people behind the counter to feel around our little minis, you know?
Last question, because I find this astounding. You paid an enormous amount for one of the cases.
Okay, so the cases sold out. They didn't sell out, but they ran out at Coles, and people were selling them on eBay for about $60 to $100.
Oh,
and
they
have been one of those people that paid that, yeah.
And how much are they normally worth?
I think they were giving them out for free.
101.9 The Fox.
If you're Tradey and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradeyoke.
Yes, one of our favourite segments, ACRA winning award segment, Byron.
Did win an award.
Yeah, did win an award. Reesey from Druin, the carpet layer. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, good, guys. How you going? Hey, and congrats, Fev. Good job, mate.
Oh, thanks, Reese. It's been a great couple of days, let's be honest.
Was that for his beautiful baby girl, Toby, or for the ACRA award for Tradeyoke?
Both. Well, it was mainly for the baby. But
right, okay, just checking.
Can't blame him.
Little Brenda, a.k.a.
Yeah,
Toby.
That's awesome.
Now, what are you going to sing for us? Maybe the Counting Stars.
Yeah,
okay,
One Republic.
Okay, here we go, this one.
Tough song.
Yeah, it kind of rolls along. You got a bit of a faster tempo on that one.
Okay, yep.
Righto, Reesey, the carpet layer, let's go.
Beautiful, thanks, guys. Lately I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.
Strong.
Oh, well done.
Look at that.
As you're laying the carpet down, you pump a bit of that out, mate?
Yeah, I just unloading the trailer.
Good on you.
Well done, Reese. That was brilliant.
It was no too fat, but it was still an excellent performance,
I
thought.
Too fat. Paul from Rosebud, the bricklayer.
How you going?
Good morning, mate. How's Rosebud going?
Yeah, not too bad.
Or getting ready for the big carnival and all the tourists coming down over the Christmas holidays. You've got to hate that, don't you?
Yeah, it's a busy time, but we like it.
Oh, geez, there's some traffic down there. But anyway, what are you going to sing? A bit of Hallelujah.
Yeah, by Jeff Buckley.
Yeah, look, this is it's a very deep one, originally performed by Leonard Cohen, of course, as you would know, Fev.
Yeah, Leonard. Yeah.
It's a haunting.
Is that the dude that has a talk show?
No.
Cohen?
That's James Corden.
Oh. No, that's Cohen.
Oh, there's another one. Okay. Not the point.
Conan O'Brien.
Yeah. Conan, there's Conan as well.
Righto, Paul the Bricklayer. Give it to me, mate. It's an emotional song.
Tough one.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth and fifth, the minor four and the major lift. The baffled king composing Hallelujah.
Keep going.
Oh, brilliant. A bit more.
One more.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Okay. That was very good.
Just a bit windy down the road, but well done, Paul. That was amazing.
Great voice.
What a great voice there, mate. Josh from Safety Beach, the carpenter.
How we doing, mate?
I'm good. Is this the Josh that won Tradie Oaky?
It is, mate.
Oh, the big dog!
Oh, there we go. So, of course, we had the winner of the Real Slim Tradie who performed at the stadium, but then we had the original winner, Josh, up on the world-famous rooftop. That's what won us the award.
I did
win
the
award. Yeah, that's what you forgot about me. I wasn't there at the Acres, was I?
Well, no, anything, the award's sitting here, and there's been a lot of arguments over who should have the award. If anything, we should send it to you, Josh. It should actually be in your house.
Oh, well, look, I wasn't going to say it, but...
Yeah, okay, anyway. No,
hey, Josh, we didn't go to the Acres either. It was only Byron that won.
No, I represented the show. You should have been my plus one.
Not what are you going to sing for us, mate?
I was going to sing Isn't She Lovely, just for baby Toby.
Oh.
Isn't she lovely? That would have been a great banger for you to play, Fev. Don't ever do your Stevie Wonder impression again. Ever. It was very visual. No, don't do that. All right, Josh, go for it, mate. What a great song choice.
Yeah.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she precious? Less than 1 minute old. I never thought in love we'd be making one as lovely as she. Isn't she lovely? Made from love.
Oh. Wow, big decision here for Brendan Favola as the judge of Tradie Oaky, because they were some great performances, all in their own right, were excellent.
Yeah, they were very... Josh, thank you very much for that lovely tribute to my beautiful little baby Tobes, who's feeding at the moment, so Alex will be listening. She would have heard that.
Oh, I love that.
But you've already won, mate, so you can't win.
Okay, push him on, yeah. Okay.
I'm going to go for Paul.
Paul in Rosebud!
Oh, that was amazing, mate. That really touched my heart. Oh.
Well played, Paul.
Hallelujah.
Paul, are you there? Because you've just
Paul, are you there?
Oh, cheers, Woods.
That's what you're supposed to say.
Well, Hallelujah. He's still getting through. He's just performed a very deep song. He's just...
You know what you win, man?
No, what did I win?
Oh, geez, casual. The latest surf gear at Osmosis, home to summer's hottest brands, in-store or online at osmosis.com.au. Great work.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Paul.
Cheers, Woods.
101.9 The Fox.
It's this time of year, it's December, it's Christmas. You work in the office, everyone's going on holidays in the next couple of weeks, and you've got to buy presents for everybody. You don't have to,
optional.
But it's just a nice gesture.
Yeah.
Today I've come in and I've got a beautiful set, like it's a Christmas tree bag with a bottle of wine and some chocolates, and I just thought it must have been from a person that sent it in for me. But it goes, listeners, it's actually producer Casey.
Oh, that's lovely.
Said, Merry Christmas, big dog. And she goes on to say how much I'm a bloody legend.
Well, yeah.
And can't wait for 2019. Lots of love for you and the family, Favola family. Casey, kiss, kiss, kiss.
It's cute.
Did you get one?
No. but I suppose, yeah.
Producer Leon.
It could be a delay with Leon. What do you get? Or?
No, I got a Bill Murray air freshener and a mini disco ball.
I shall pay that. That's
Ali, did you get anything?
It's a good gift.
I got an amazing little cup, Hogwarts cup, because she knows I love Harry Potter.
Well, no, hang on, that's my cup. That's my cup, so you can't.
Charlotte,
re-gift.
Did you get anything? Oh, here we go. Everyone got something.
Well,
I did. I got a little button, and you press it, and you get inspirational quotes.
Oh, that's pretty good, actually.
Is it me?
Yeah, does Feb say things to you?
Anyway, so thank you very much,
well,
Casey.
Is she taking the piss? I don't
understand.
And why? Hang on, we don't finish until Friday. Why is she jumped in early on a Tuesday with the gift? Is that to guarantee she gets one back?
I think that's a smart move because if you buy people presents, you've got to buy one back. Yeah, so she's got in early.
She knows what she's doing. Well, she's not getting one from me because I don't have one.
Well, you don't buy anyone anyway.
Well, I would if I got one.
Your movie just came out, Grinch.
Okay, very funny.
So 13, 10, 60. Do you think that you need to buy presents for all your staff members?
Oh, no. No one's going to agree with that. Maybe if you're in a small business.
If you're in a small business.
So, like, if you're a tradie and there's, like, three other people.
People do like Kris Kringle.
Yeah, okay. Well, why
do you
we,
invest? Why do we you do don't.
Kris Kringle. So that just one person gives, what, like, all this duplication of gifts seems a bit over the top.
Why?
Well, there's eight of us, and then everyone's getting everyone something.
Yeah, it's okay.
I don't think anyone does that
You know what they do for us every morning?
They turn up and they do their job. Just
no,
like,
they
like
help
we do.
Us. Make,
no, no, good point.
They make us do our job.
Very good point.
Without them, they're the backbone.
So what's your question again on 13, 10, 60?
I don't know. Ring up if you want a present.
What, now people are going to think you're going to give them a gift.
Well, no, you are.
13, 10, 60. What, Colin, what gift should I get them?
13, 10, 60, did you not receive a gift?
From people at work. Are you like me? Are you put out that you'd somehow missed out on a
gift?
Yes. That's a good topic.
Thank you.
Now
told you to leave it to me.
13, 10, 60.
101.9 The Fox.
Our team are swapping Christmas gifts, both the on and off air team. Fev has hidden mine that was given to me by assistant producer Casey Frame. So I thought that she hadn't got me one, and I said all sorts of mean things about Casey. She did, in fact, get me one, but Fev hid it.
Yeah, about 5 o'clock this morning when no one was here, I came in and I hid it.
Very funny. Casey, I didn't mean anything that I said.
Hey, Mitchie boy, how are you?
Hello, mate, yourself?
Not too bad. What are you calling for?
I'd just love to exchange a gift with you guys.
Okay. Nice. So you're going to give us something?
Oh, Fev's idea.
Yeah.
What are you going to give me?
I don't know. I'll see what you give me first.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll give you...
We've got some stuff lying around the office.
I'll give you a Tim Campbell electrifying 80 CD to play over Christmas. Nothing better than that.
Oh.
Thanks, sir. Bloody good.
And what are you going to give me? You don't need to give me anything, bro.
No, you hold the line. We'll get you out that Tim
Campbell.
We'll
get you out that mother...
Electrifying 80s. Are you okay there? You had a slight stroke. Okay, Mary Green.
I was going to say brother, but I nearly choked.
Mary in Greenvale.
Good morning, Mary.
Hi. How are you?
I'm very well. Are you going to give?
I'm excited.
Are you excited?
Take charge, Fev.
I've never gotten through.
Oh, you've never gotten through.
Well, this is not exactly the hottest phone we've done.
Do you like The Bachelorette, Mary? No, you don't. Okay. What about Human Nature?
Jesus.
Yes.
Okay, I'll give you a Human Nature Romance of the Jukebox CD.
Oh, thank you so
Merry
much.
Christmas.
People are impressed by anything, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well
see
done,
you, Mary.
Tracy. Hello, Tracy.
Hi, Fev and Byron.
What's happening, Tracy? How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. I'm just calling because Fev said to call if you wanted a present.
Yeah. Right, yeah, well, he hasn't thought this through.
I'm going to give you a Season of Seduction of the Bachelorette.
All right.
Whoa. What do you mean? What's a
Mate,
book?
It's a book. It's 600.
Oh, is it? Okay.
600 pages. Woo.
Okay, there you go.
They reckon it's a little bit like, you know that show?
I don't understand what it is, but anyway.
Seduction.
It's a Mills and Boone book. It's a Mills and Boone, Tracy.
Oh. Seduction, Byron.
Okay.
She's going to sit down and read it with her hubby.
Okay. And a quick one here. Chris, hello, mate.
How you going, boys?
Yeah,
how
good.
How you going, Chris?
Not too bad, boys.
What's happening, mate?
Not much. I'm just ringing because you said ring up. If your boss doesn't get you a present, he doesn't get us a present. We work very hard all year.
He doesn't give you anything?
Your boss?
No, nothing.
Where do you work?
I drive a truck.
You drive a truck. Sure. So, Mr. Truck Driver, you're a tight ass.
Yeah, that's the thanks you get.
Disgusting. I'm going to give you a book, The Mother of All Jobs.
Good. How appropriate. There we go.
Have children and a career and stay sane-ish.
And,
mate, I should read that.
I tell you what, Chris, the winning doesn't end there. I have a promotional T-shirt from our friends at Wagner Vitamins.
Thank you very much.
There we go. So it's all happening here.
Jeez, you're a tight.
Let's
is that all you've got?
I found it in the cupboard.
101.9 The Fox.
I know when that hotline ring. Yeah. That can only mean one thing. Mm-hmm. It's called Hotline Ring. Okay. We need you to sing. the next line.
Oh, it's that time of the show, Fev, and I know you didn't have Fief's help with this one, but you still got on the phone to annoy people. And this one has a bit of a Christmas feel.
Yeah, it does, Byron. We sit back here after hours, which is a bit of overtime, and being Christmas, we thought, what better opportunity to play a Christmas song? When you think Christmas, Byron, you think Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah.
All surely. I want for Christmas okay. is you.
Let's see how you went.
Hello? No, go again. I have to go again. Sorry. Oh, no, I'm not in the mood this morning. Sorry.
Hello? Hello? All I want for Christmas is you. Is someone playing the radio to me? Hello? It's all they keep playing.
Hello? Is this this stupid segment? Who's that calling? All I want for Christmas is you. Goodbye.
Hello.
Christmas
is you. 101.9 The Fox. Going back, having a bit of a listen to some of our favourite moments from the year, and in this case, a bit of a festive moment. It was children's entertainer Jimmy Giggle from the popular show Giggle and Hoot. He'd be no stranger to a lot of you on your way to work. Now, look, who knew? Many missed it. But Jimmy Giggle and Fifi Box have actually worked together before as recording artists.
I saw you were on tour there, Jimmy. I did look and I thought, I wasn't that disappointed because I know you probably thought I had a lot on and I'm really busy. I thought maybe we might get back together for art because we're obviously performing artists.
You know,
exactly.
That amazing hit we had.
That hit on your incredibly successful album.
I don't want to boast.
How embarrassing. I mean, Fief's normally very shy with this stuff, but to bring that up, I mean, and yes, was it track one off the album Jimmy Giggle's Christmas Party? Yes, it was.
Yeah, totally.
Was it a collaboration between Giggle and Box? Indeed, it was.
Two star performers. Mm-hmm.
Here's just an excerpt, and Fev, I don't know if you're as familiar.
I've never heard this.
This is Jimmy Giggle.
This is amazing.
This actually was released. Jimmy Giggle.
Is this like Financial Record Company.
Is this
is like a Christmas jingle?
It's a song. It's a track.
Yeah, Christmas song.
Song. Like Mariah Carey has her Christmas song.
Not quite
at that level. But let's have a listen. Jimmy Giggle featuring Fifi Box. This is Jingle Bells.
So much fun. One open sleigh. All the fields
we go. There's plenty more where that came from. No, we are not done.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. All right, Jimmy. Dashing through the snow. Dashing. One horse open sleigh. Ooh, it's chilly.
Over no problem.
We go. Here we go. Laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring. Ooh. Making spirits bright.
Amazing.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Woo. That made disc one.
Track one.
I never forget, we're in the recording booth and the musical director at the time, we were singing it and then he did suggest, why don't you just say words.
Say something. Do you know what he said afterwards? We were going through the rushes and he goes,
think she's singing a Fifth Harmony. She didn't even know.
Fifi, Fiv and Byron.
101.9 The Fox.
And as we close in on Christmas, we should throw back to our Fifi, Fev and Byron Christmas in July. It was up at Mount Buller, and what a great opportunity it was. A snowboarding lesson and challenge from Winter Olympics superstar Scotty James.
Here we are at Mount Buller. We are here with world champion snowboarder Scotty James and a couple of stars of the future in terms of your sport, Scotty, Beef Evola and F-Box. What is our challenge here today for these guys?
The challenge here today, we have a bunny slope. We're trying to get down this hill here. Maybe we could do, like, follow the leader.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
It's what you'd call a beginner's course.
Is it a time trial?
Thief's asking for a time trial. She doesn't even know how to get into the board. So it's quite an elaborate process here, getting the boot into the binding.
Now, I miss skis, I'll be honest.
Let it snow and snow.
Oh, God, 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 oh, God. Oh, wow.
She's
oh, God.
Up and
no, okay,
stable.
So, okay, I'm okay. Up.
Okay.
And we're off.
And
let it go, let it go, let it go.
We didn't mean to be rolling, but we are rolling.
No, and let it go. Go.
Oh, Scotty's like, what the?
How about a two-inch way?
Just follow me.
She's not breaking any records in terms of time, but in fairness, she hasn't fallen. She's been on 2 feet upright. Meanwhile, Fev is up the top
healing,
of the
I'm
slope,
healing.
Throwing snowballs, annoyed that he hasn't had his chance.
What about me? It isn't fair.
And she's hit the pole. Well done. A successful and very slow run from Fifi Box. Didn't fall.
Oh, shivers! You can do
it, put your back into it. Feel the rhythm. Feel the ride. Come on, Scotty, it's snowboard time.
Let's focus on movie quotes. Let's just get the snowboarding part right.
Of course he's going to do it by himself. He's going to nail it.
He's a natural athlete. He's taken a fall within a metre.
No, that's not a fall. It's a stop.
He doesn't want any help. Scotty's stretching out the hand saying, here, come on, my friend, come with me. I'm an Olympian. Feb saying, not required. Thanks, but no thanks. Doing it his own way. This can't end well. Too much speed. Doesn't know how to stop. Actually, that's annoying. He didn't fall. Yes, he did. On his backside.
Nailed it, bro.
Well, at first we thought he's done it his own way. He's an individual. He didn't really ask for much tutorage from you. Scotty, what do you make of that?
Not a great student. Didn't take in too much information, but he did make it to the bottom.
Yeah.
Although I feel like Fifi was much more gracious.
Thank you, Scotty.
V had her hands held the whole way down. I went solo, baby.
Oh, he's dancing.
Pretty sure I nailed it.
Fev might have won on time, but yeah. The other variables, you'd suggest Fief would be well in front.
Yeah, I mean, usually what it's
sorry, guys.
Done is...
sorry for what? Losing?
Losing what?
We're just discussing this.
Oh, yeah, for radio.
The brand new Willow Doncaster boutique apartments are selling fast. With public transport on your doorstep and only a short walk to schools in Westfield Doncaster, visit willowdoncaster.com.au to start living in luxury. Want more Fifi, Fev and Byron? Download the Fox app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at fox.com.au.
101.9 The Fox.